My name is Mia Oldfield.
And my name is Harveen Singh Arora.
We are interviewing Bella Lane at Cavendish Primary School, London, Thursday 26th of November 2015. Please can you tell us your full name, where you were born and your year of birth?
Thank you. My full name is Bella Margot Lopez, but my artistic name is Bella Lane. I was born in Francisco de Orellana, which is a little village 100 kilometers away from the Iquitos cities in the Amazon rainforest of Peru.
Now, Bella, why did you come to the UK?
I came just at the beginning to learn English and learn as well the culture of UK, and as well I was coming for a book lunch. Which at that time my husband was having a publishing a book here in UK, but for some strange reason I stay a little more long, and then as well I start to study here, and I stay a little more long than I expected, but yeah.
How did you arrive to London?
How I arrived to London? Well, it's a very long way from the Amazon in Peru to UK. Yeah. So I came by a flight, of course, taking aeroplane, but in so many ways to come from Peru to London. But originally, the first time I came in was from Iquitos in the jungle to Lima, the capital of Peru, and then take a flight from there to Bogota in Ecuador, and from Bogota came to London, straight to London. Yes.
So a long trip.
It's a long trip. It's around 24 hours, just until you change airplanes and wait and they're checking in, all this stuff. It's about 24 hours.
What is your home country like?
My home country, like, it's completely different, of course, from UK. I have been here for a long time now, 15 years, but of course it's my... London is my home, UK is my home, but my motherland, especially the jungle, is different, of course. It's less buildings, less roads, less cars. What else? People are different, we speak different language. We speak Spanish, if you are mestizo, but if people are completely indigenous, we speak our local language. But the food is different as well. It's different. We cannot say this is the best, or this is the bad, or that is the bad, or this is best. It's completely different. That is the answer.
So you do, of course, miss your family.
I do.
What is life back in your country?
How is life? When I'm going back... It seems I have moved myself a lot, but I think my people, my families are still living sort of, not on the past, they're on the present, but it's a different routine of life. So it's good, it's very good. Of course, the weather is much warmer, but I love England for the weather because the plants can grow. You have more beautiful gardens in UK, so in a way, the weather helps you to do that. But it's life is good.
So, do you like living in the UK?
I love living in UK. Actually, I'm here 15 years. It's sort of like an accident because I came just to UK only for maybe for a month, maximum 3 months, but I stay a little longer. But I feel British, I feel Peruvian. I had these two worlds at once, and I feel quite lucky about that. But I like living here, I like the culture, I like the people, I like you guys. I'm because I'm from the Amazon. The people from the Amazon, we are very warm people. We are open our hearts and our minds to people who are nice, because not everybody on the planet is nice people. But we are, so this is our culture way to, we just very warm, so, this is it.
So do you think moving to the UK has made a big impact on your life?
Yes, I changed a lot my life. First I learned a new language because I had English at school, but I was not quite keen in learning second language because, not because I don't like it, it's just we don't have the opportunity to blend with the English speakers. Yeah. So learning school was like an alliance, English. We learn at school, but we don't have where to practice. So we got a little lost at Chadwick, was not quite interested. But say, come here, I start to explore the museum. You have most beautiful museums. A lot of exhibitions, a lot of art, a lot of color. It's a long space, it's a place with so many cultures, different races, different backgrounds of people. So it was very fascinating that way. Yeah.
Now, do you earn your living from your art?
Yes. It's not easy because unfortunately art is not at this moment. It's not easy, not for just for me, but for a lot of artists. But I'm trying to make a living from my art, which is textiles and embroidery.
What traditional celebrations do you do?
Personally, me and my country, we had different traditional celebrations. I'm from the Amazon, from the forest, so perhaps I will focus in this area. We have the La Fiesta de San Juan, which is 24 June. It's a festival when we celebrate the Mother Earth. And we, as a family, we get together and we do pata foods, local foods, and we go by the river to celebrate this festival with music. It's a sort of cultural event, and it's like a holiday. This is back in the Amazon, of course. Peru is a Christian country, so we celebrate Christmas like here. But we celebrate one day before you. So the 24th, and you celebrate here the 25th. I have two Christmas days, so I celebrate 24th and 25th. But sort of nice small festivals as well in the Amazon. This is what's coming in my head right now. But yeah.
So who taught you how to do what you art?
Who taught me? Come with the question. Which one is it?
Who taught you how to sew?
It's interesting. Well, as I mentioned before, I work with textiles and I work with the hand embroidery. I'm a professional embroiderer. Professional embroiderer who make a living, will charge when we sew, when we embroider something. But I was very interested with the textile at the age of 4. I was 4 years old. I have big family. I'm number 4. Of 9. So my mother used to make a lot of shirts, a lot of trousers for all the family. But my mother bought a sewing machine. I was 4, I remember 4 or 5, and I was just with a tailor machine there, just stitching, breaking 100 needles. But I was sort of perhaps in the Amazon, I was self motivated to do things. No one taught me because my mother didn't sew. Nothing, it's just myself. But so I used to cut fabrics, make little dresses for my dolls, and eventually I started to make stuff for the house. Nobody asked me to do it, just like doing things. But remember when I was in primary school, we have primary school from age 6 to 12. So you had grade 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think I was 8 or 9. I started to at school, we had this course, sewing class or dressmaking class. And I remember very small, I learned how to make skirts. Now I'm scared. I was so happy because I had my sewing machine. So I started to stitch the skirts for my friend. I started to charge them. I was very small, but I started to make clothing for my friends at such age. But basically, I always like to stitch and sew and share with people who like. So it was an easy way to get money, some pocket money for me when I was very young. I was very pleased with that, with my little money. My brother is coming around. Oh, Bella, can you give me something? Oh, yeah. So I was happy to give it to them. And they were older than me, but they didn't work because they didn't come work on the job. But I was very pleased. But I started to see my interest with sewing. But yeah, that's all. This is the way I learned. At the beginning, you know, with my connection with the textile.
into schools often, like you have in Cavendish?
When I was at your age, yes. We used to go to our local school. Classes were from 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock every day. And of course, in the Amazon, it was just sometimes raining. It was not easy to get in to college, but sometimes we had weather problems. But I used to go to school like you, yeah, for daily basis. However, that wasn't the place. I was lucky because my parents put them in. We used to live in a town where, with the school. But some children, we were away from a little town. They didn't have anything. So I was lucky in one way to go to attend the school.
Mm-hmm. What do you do in your spare time?
What do I do in my spare time? Right now, I am learning puppetry in my spare time. So I'm excursioning as well to explore a part of my embroidery. Embroidery is like a work. I work for commissions. I teach embroidery. I came here last summer. I was teaching this amazing tapestry embroidery. I teach embroidery, but apart, I'm exploring puppetry, and as well, I am interested in a charity work, so I give some free of my time to charity organizations. And right now, I'm working a project in the Amazon. It's called Manos Amazonicas. So I'm developing with my sister back in the Amazon to move this little company forward, and we're trying to work perhaps working with disabled people or people who don't have a lot of incomes to train them in textiles, so that way they can improve their incomes and maybe have a better life. Don't know, but I just work with charity in my spare time and learn something new skill apart from my embroidery.
Is your art form a tradition or entertainment in your country?
Can be two ways. Traditionally, well, Peru is a Basque country. In the Amazonia, we had the legal, it's a community, it's called the Boras, the Shipibo community. The Shipibo community, they teach every day for a living. Everybody is a community, it's a tribe, and they specialize in textiles. So in that way, it's a traditional, and as well in the Andes, they stitch and do woven textiles and fabrics and dye threads, and they spin, they do all the process of textiles. But it's a tradition. It can be an entertainment if you make a piece of art from that, not just clothing, garments, simple garments. So if you do an art form, it can be entertainment perhaps. Yeah. Yes, both ends.
What is your religion?
That's a very good question. Well, I'm a Christian, but I used to be a Jehovah's Witness because I was born in that family. And I was Jehovah's Witness until I was 22. Now I am on holiday, having a break. But I can't say a lot about because religions has been good and bad, but for so many things in life. So at this moment, I'm just a little away from that. But perhaps I am Christian in general. I embrace as well other different religions. I was living in Pakistan, for example, which is Pakistan. I was living 6 months there. They are Muslims. I would travel to Bangkok, to places, different religions. So I live like that. What was beautiful was I had learned when I was young. I gave me a different view of the world and people, but I can't say I'm following this path, sort of, quite something like that.
Is there a reason why you stitch pictures of animals or shells?
It's a reason. Say again.
Is there a reason why you stitch pictures of animals and shells?
I don't know. I don't understand the question. Which question is that? Sorry. Why do you stitch pictures of animals and shells?
Why did you decide?
We're referring to this project. Thank you. Yes. Well, this project, the Border Crossing invited me this year to the festival to come to the school and share with you about Peru. I thought in my own, perhaps it would be a good idea if we all the group, because I think about 200 students were involved in the project. It was a good idea to teach all about Peru. So I produced this a design with the idea to explore not just Peru, where the Amazon is, but what's going all around. You know, this is the Latin American map, and they put some play. But it was just designs and little links for you to connect with Peru. And the shelf, of course, Peru is shared with the Pacifics. So the marine life was in that way. Then all what's going on in the marine life, I put into this panel. And then whatever was going in Peru, in that little Peru, was the highlands and the Amazonia. So this was the idea to stitch that. But again, animals and figures is being used in embroidery as a symbolism. So I didn't explore that way for this particular project, but it was just to make links with the Peru, with the Peruvian country.
So is stitching a tradition in your country?
It is, in a way, yes, it's very traditional. We, like the Peruvians, I don't know if you know this, but we are very ancient culture. We have been around this planet maybe 8,000 years back. So textiles and embroidery is very, very deep in our country, especially the Paracas culture, which is a 2,000 years old culture. They specialize in these amazing tapestries, embroidery, which is called tent stitch. They make very long tapestries, all hand embroidery. So when a person was dying, this piece of cloth was involved on this person and then go to the burial site. So all of these mantles were stitched by hand, tiny little stitches. Some of the pieces are here in the British Museum, so maybe one day we can go together to see it. But yes, we have a deep legacy of embroidery and stitching in my country. Yes.
Is there anything you would like to say?
I would like to say thank you so much for having me, and thank you for inviting me for this little talk. I hope we can cover most everything. And if there's anything else for you to ask extra from this questionnaire?
No, we won't.
You got other questions. But thank you so much for having me.